Three states, three ways of addressing whether and how to raise the statewide minimum wage. In Oregon this week, the State House takes up a three-tiered wage increase that passed the state Senate last Thursday. In Washington state, activists are preparing to hit the streets for a statewide initiative. Meanwhile, Idaho lawmakers are mulling whether to block both a statewide and any possible local increases in the minimum wage. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Labor and community activists have filed citizen initiatives to significantly raise the state minimum wage in Oregon and Washington. In Oregon, that's set off a scramble in the state legislature. Democratic Senator Michael Dembro of Portland called on lawmakers to pass an alternative, one that could potentially win broad acceptance and head off a ballot fight.
Look, the easiest thing for us to do would be to duck this issue, to take a walk and let it go to the ballot. But that, colleagues, is not why we're here.
The Democratic majority in the Oregon legislature and Governor Kate Brown are backing a phased-in three-tier approach. The pending measure would increase the minimum wage to as much as $14.75 per hour over the next 6 years. In Olympia, Washington lawmakers briefly considered trying to head off their state's ballot measure, too. Several Democrats proposed to phase in a $12 state minimum wage along with paid sick leave. That's lower than the $13.50 minimum with paid leave in an initiative set to begin circulating petitions next month. Neither is acceptable to major business groups. Jan G. lobbies for independent supermarket owners. She says any big increase in the minimum wage would drive away low-margin businesses like groceries.
At my recent board meeting and legislative visits, it was described as, do I want to get shot in the arm and get maimed, or do I want a shot direct to the heart?
G addressed state lawmakers at the same hearing as an in-home caregiver who's one of the faces of the ballot measure campaign in Washington. Sharon Kitchell of Olympia is still working at age 73.
I currently am paid $12.20 an hour. I face daily with hard choices. For instance, what do I give up this month to stay in my small rented house? I can only afford to heat two rooms. Which two rooms do I heat?
The so-named Raise Up Washington campaign needs to gather nearly a 250,000 valid voter signatures to qualify their proposed minimum wage increase for the statewide ballot in November. If both Washington and Oregon vote for a higher minimum wage, that will set up a cliff of sorts along the Idaho border. Idaho sticks to the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour. Activists such as Adrian Evans of Boise have tried for several years to get Idaho legislators to entertain an increase to no avail.
We need to stop pretending like we live in isolation. What will happen and what is happening will only exacerbate the problem that Idaho faces today. We have more young people leaving the state because they cannot get ahead.
The president of the Idaho Retailers Association is less concerned by the disparity between neighboring states. Pam Eaton says it might impact wages in border cities, but is unlikely to reach deep into Idaho. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.